This just in, you were looking at obviously a very disturbing live shot there. That is the World Trade Center, and we have unconfirmed reports this morning that a plane has crashed into one of the towers.
Imagine there's no country.
The plane was coming in. I noticed it a second before it hit the building.
It isn't hard to do.
It looked like it was moving slowly, and it lined itself up to hit the building
directly. Nothing to kill or die for. No religion to.
I love you so much. I don't know if I'm going to be okay. I love you so much.
Imagine all the people living life in peace. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not. Hope someday you'll join us, and the world will live as one.
It's September 11th, 2008. Nicole Sandler here with you at Radio or Not, and I figured today we'll put the politics aside as we should do on this day. There are lots of questions as to what actually happened on that day, and I'm not going to get into it today. All I know is that it was a day that we were all one. We were all together in a shared, terrible experience. And all we can do is think about the heroes, the lives that were lost, and do everything we can to make sure it doesn't happen again. As I tend to do, I turn to music when I'm hurting, when things are bad. And today I'll share with you a couple of pieces I've put together over the last few years to mark this date, as well as an interview I did with a guy whose song comforted a lot of people on 9/11 and the days after. On September 11th, 2001, well, I was living in Los Angeles. My radio station had just been sold. We had an experiment to take it to the internet early. Gee, here we go again. It's deja vu all over again. That day, I was supposed to have an open house to sell my home in Los Angeles. And I got a phone call from my realtor, who is a friend of mine, who said, what a day for an open house, huh? And I said, what are you talking about? I thought maybe it was pouring outside. He said, I woke you, didn't I? And it was about 6:30 a.m. in Los Angeles. Of course, 9:30 here on the East Coast. And he said, I just woke you, didn't I? I said, yeah. He said, so you haven't turned on the TV? I said, no. He said, well, we've been attacked, and they hit the World Trade Center, and the towers are down. I'm like, what? Yeah, come on. I thought it was, you know, a bad joke. I thought he was trying to be funny in a horrible way. And sure enough, turned on the TV, and, the world stopped that day, didn't it? Well, the version of Imagine we just heard mixed in with that sound from 9/11 was Neil Young, taken from the telethon that they put together so quickly. That was TV at its finest, where a lot of artists got together. It was on every network, and it was, I think, less than 48 hours after the planes hit the World Trade Center. But music played an important part in a lot of lives. Now, I told you I worked in Los Angeles. All my station had just gone off the air. I'd been through that a few times in my career. And there was a time in between two radio stations that I worked as a rock editor at a radio and record trade magazine, no longer in existence. It was called the Album Network. As the rock editor, it was my job to write what they called reviews of albums. I called them PPs, or promotional paragraphs. And the record label EMI, you know, really wanted me to write about this new Queensryche album, and I just didn't have it in me. But I found this little record by a band called Five for Fighting, Message for Albert, that I fell in love with. And I would write about that, much to their dismay and displeasure. Well, shortly after that, it didn't matter if I was writing about Queensryche or Five for Fighting, the label folded. But I became friends with John Ondrasik, who is Five for Fighting. And a few years later, he got a deal with this little record label called Aware. And John had sent me an advance copy of the album, which later was to be known as Americatown. And I remember living with it for a few days and calling John and leaving a message on his voicemail, something to the effect of, "Superman is quite possibly one of the best songs ever written." And after the events of 9/11, it certainly took on new meaning for a lot of people. 2 years ago, actually, preparing for the fifth anniversary of 9/11, I reached out to my friend John Ondrasik, and, here's our conversation on Radio or Not.
Hey, Nicole. It's very surreal, frankly, to look back on it all, but you were the first to play that song. So.
I was, first to play it on the radio. And
that's right.
That's a badge I wear proudly, because, when I first heard it, I thought, oh, my God, what a magnificent song that is. But I looked at it as a father singing and wanting to be everything to his son, and then 9/11 happened, and the whole meaning changed.
Yeah, it was interesting to see the different context of that song, not only with 9/11, but around the world, how, people took that song from the song that would put their one-year-old to sleep to the song that maybe meant something to the emergency workers and families of the firefighters and who showed us the good side of the human heart in 9/11. So,
now, that's exactly what happened, is all of a sudden you started getting emails from those emergency workers, right?
Yeah, it was very odd, actually. I was actually in London on 9/11, and like everybody else, I sat and stared at the TV screen in horror and anger for me a week. We couldn't get back to the States, and I got some word that people were starting to use Superman in CNN and Fox and some of the news footage in relation to some of the pictures, and I didn't really have a sense of it till I got back to the States, and I got an email from some of the firefighters who started asking me to dedicate the song to some of the buddies they lost in the towers, and that kind of led to playing the concert from New York, and I'm one of the lucky ones. I got to say thank you in person to those folks and play my little song, and I'm just glad songs like that were out there. You've known me a long time. You knew me long before I had a hit on the radio, and for a songwriter, just to hear that song on the radio was a shock, and I never could have imagined it would have kind of taken the context it did. And after something like that happens, it's not your song anymore, and appropriately so. And I'm glad the song was there, and there are other songs out there too that folks look to. And it's still very emotional to play that song. I was just in New York a few weeks back, and whenever I play that song in New York or D.C., it has a certain emotional component that's kind of hard to put into words.
I bet. We're speaking with John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting. You were still relatively unknown when 9/11 happened, and that concert you referred to in Madison Square Garden was full of legends.
Yeah.
And then there was Five for Fighting.
Yeah, exactly. It was very odd. I mean, it's funny. I remember getting to Madison Square Garden and, any other day of my life to share the stage with, frankly, all of my living influences, whether it was Townsend or Billy or Elton, Eric Clapton, James Taylor, Bowie, you just go down the list, would have been beyond a dream come true. But, that night, it didn't matter and it shouldn't matter, but it was still very odd getting there. I remember looking through the playlist and I looked at the first page. I think it was like a 4-hour live event, and I figured, me being the new kid on the block, I'd be in the first hour when people were just showing up, and I looked at the first page, and I wasn't there, and I kept turning the page and turning the pages, and I didn't see my name. I'm like, well, maybe they forgot me, and that's fine. I got good seats. I'm going to go watch The Who. And then I turned to the last page, and there I am, right after, between Mellencamp and Billy Joel and McCartney, and I'm going, you got to be kidding me. But as I said, it was a way for me to go out and kind of just say thanks. I put my head down. I tried looking up halfway through singing that song and kind of seeing these big old firefighters with a couple beers in each hand singing that song at the top of their lungs with tears running down their face. I mean, it was hard to get through it. So I just put my head down and, sang my little song. And, it'll be the most important thing I ever do when it comes to music. And I was very proud to be there. And to this day, it kind of reminds me why music matters beyond some of these other things we talk about, hits and record sales, bins and all that stuff.
Be advised from our location now, it's a heavy stroke coming from the building of the World Trade Center. At this time, I advise you that you send the MERV and advise the senior staff of your situation and start the responding. Send me just about everything that you find in this direction, please.
Fall upon my knees, find number two, 19-4, firefighter down. Tower number two, 19-4, firefighter down.
It may sound absurd, but don't be naive. Even heroes have the right to bleed. I may be disturbed, but won't you concede?
George, have them mobilize the Earth. We need the army in Manhattan. There's been a major collapse in the tower.
3-6 to Manhattan, urgent. You have a second plane into the other tower, the tower of the Trade Center, major fire.
C-3, a major collapse in one of the towers.
Tower 2.
The South Tower, major collapse.
It's alright. You can all sleep sound tonight. I'm not crazy.
There are a large number of firefighters and police officers who are in harm's way, and we don't know how many we've lost.
Men want men to ride with clouds between their knees. I'm only a man in a silly red sheet, digging for kryptonite on this one-way street. Only a man in a 40 red sheet, looking for special things inside of me, inside of me, inside of me, inside of me, inside of me. I'm only a man, no funny red sheet. I'm only a man looking for a dream. I'm only a man in a funny red sheet, and it's not.
John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, you've got this signature sound, which I've always known, but now it's so nice when I'm out and I hear it in a store or something playing. It's like, oh, there's John.
Well, it's, you know, as you know, Nicole, to survive as a singer-songwriter in this day and age, it's either a fluke or a lot of luck.
Or a lot of talent.
Well, you're very kind. I mean, I just feel blessed to be able to make records and that a few folks out there, you know, take them to heart, and I'm happy to do it. You know, it's I kind of grew up on those writers. We all did. You know, the songwriters, they had a story to tell and had a view of the world. You know, every time I make a record, I just hope to make another one. So as long as people seem to care, I'm happy to do it.
And I know there was a time when this album, America Town, almost didn't happen. So
yeah.
It means a lot to a lot of people, you know, myself included, and a lot of the people who did so much on 9/11.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, that record was a swan song. I'd kind of been my original label EMI had closed. Mm-hmm. Everybody had passed on me, and a little indie came and said, hey, we got no money, but if you want to put some songs down. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'll have something to play my grandkids. And we almost didn't put Superman on that record. You know, I thought it was a little too mellow, too ballady, but at the end of the day, you know, I was convinced that the song should be cut, and it's strange, this music business, you know, and it led to 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
and now The Riddle, and I was, you know, just playing last night. I was sitting there going, you know, to have 1,000 people singing my songs back to me, you know, I spent 20 years trying to realize that dream, and I appreciate how fortunate I am, and I am, and, you know, hopefully songs like that will allow more songwriters, especially piano players, to have
mm-hmm.
their shot.
You used to play that song, Superman, to put your son Johnny to sleep. Does it
yeah.
still work?
Not anymore, but I still get the letters from, you know, those with kids that don't sleep saying, you know, thank you for that song.
Mm-hmm.
And if I go down in history for any reason, maybe that'll be it, because it's hard to find songs, as you know, sometimes to put the little ones down, and
mm-hmm.
Superman always seemed to work. But hey, he's writing his own songs now.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. He's got a song called Penguin Penguin that I think will probably be hitting the charts before you know it.
All right, you have to send me that.
I will. And so they're ready to take the baton. And, you know, his sister's a great singer, so maybe I got, maybe I got the Carpenters living under the roof.
Oh, how cool. All right, any plans to come to Florida this time around?
Yeah, we're just putting a tour together. We're starting out October 5th, so we'll be out doing some of the Northeast, the Midwest, and I think the second leg we'll get down to Florida. I spent a lot of time down there, you know, fishing in the Keys or hanging in Orlando, and so it's about time. It's been 3 years since we've been down there, so probably look for us late this year or early next year and singing some of these new songs on Two Lights. I'm very excited about this new record. It's very singer-songwriter. I think some of the themes being kind of family and freedom allow me to do stuff I haven't done before. And whether it's me with the full band or me sitting at the piano, I think before this cycle's out in the next year, I'll try to hit every station throughout America. And by station, I don't mean radio. I mean train station.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a promise. Give my love to Carla and the kids.
Thanks, Nicole. Love you.
I love you, too. Thanks. John Ondrasik from Five for Fighting. I think we'll be hearing your song Superman a lot today.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's Radio or Not. I'll leave you today with a little bit of Jeff Buckley's rendition of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah and some sound that we'll never forget. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
But I've seen your flag on the marble arch, and love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All units be advised, the North Tower is leaning. Move your operations north of the tower. And it's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.